Mason Nealon here today. Joining me going to be Danae Thayer of the ESAC girls soccer program. Danae, congratulations on choosing Buena Vista as your next stop for playing soccer.
Thank you.
So talk to me about BV and kind of, you know, how you felt that that was the place that you wanted to go play soccer at as the next step.
So I chose BV because of how small it was. I looked at some different colleges, and BV just really spoke to me, the environment, the community. I met the team, and everyone on the team was so sweet and so nice. So playing soccer there was just really a bonus on top for choosing BV.
And with that there, talk to me about the campus and kind of when you went there. What did you feel like was the big moment, or the big moment that, like, when you got there was, I want to be here?
So I wasn't actually planning on doing a visit to BV at all, but when I went for a science day for school, and I sat in a panel where some students talked about teachers, and there was one teacher in there, and they just talked about how in the classroom you're not just a number, because all the teachers know all the students' names, and just that connection that they had with their professor is what really made me choose BV.
And so with that, we'll kind of flashback a little bit here, though. For you, when did the love of soccer start, and when did it really kind of dawn on you that this is something you could do at the next level?
I started playing soccer right away. Both of my siblings played soccer, and just growing up watching them. I played in Auburn soccer, so it was both boys and girls, and I absolutely loved it. Every day for practice is so much fun. And it wasn't just ESAC kids, so it was all around in the area kids. And it was so nice to meet all those kids, and I loved every aspect of it.
And with that there, I mean, when you were young like that, you fell in love with soccer here, and then you get to middle school and get to high school, and ESAC offers it here, though. But what was kind of the moments that you've had during soccer here in your kind of 4 years at ESAC so far?
Some of my favorite memories in that have been just getting to know the team. The team is definitely what makes the sport worth playing. They always support you, and they make the game just so much better when you're playing with people who care as much as you do and who also are your best friends.
So then I got to ask you, are there any other schools that you kind of had in mind, maybe for college or for, you know, going to play soccer?
I looked at some other schools like Iowa State, which wasn't for soccer, and I looked at SDSU a little bit, and then I had some other colleges reach out, but I wasn't as interested as I was compared to BV.
And with that there, you know, what were you looking to go do in college besides soccer?
So I'm looking at studying animal science on the pre-veterinary track, and then I'm also having a minor in agricultural science, and then I'm also planning on joining their livestock showing team there at BV.
And with that, how did you kind of come to that decision as well?
Animals are just something I've always loved. I've grown up around agricultural animals a little bit, but as I've gotten older, I've been able to have more hands-on experience. And I also work at the vet clinic in Lakeview, and just the experience, just I felt that I was called to do that, and that's something that I'm looking forward to do in my future.
And so talking about soccer again here, you know, who were some of the people that kind of helped you make this decision that you wanted to go play soccer up at Buena Vista?
Definitely my sister and my coach. My sister went and played soccer at Morningside, and I watched her and how she loved playing in college, and I was worried about the workload balance a little bit, but she reassured me that it'd be all right. And my coach, Bob Babe, he had a son that actually played soccer at BV, and he really encouraged me to try out for BV, like, go look into it. It's a great school, and he knew from his son experience, so then I went, and I loved it.
And did that help a little bit, knowing that, you know, coach kind of had somebody go there and he kind of knew how the ropes were, and also helped that your sister went to college as well and she kind of can tell you what you're walking into?
Yeah, it's helped a lot. I really focus on my academics, so being both a college athlete and trying to balance academics and your involvement is something that I really wanted to be reassured on, because I really want to focus on having good grades.
And so with that as well here, I know you've got some part of the season left here in soccer. How big of a weight off your shoulders was that you finally made that decision and now you can just kind of play soccer for the rest of the year?
That was a huge weight off my shoulders. Coming in, like, from junior year, I thought I knew exactly what I wanted. I was like, I'm going to Iowa State. Like, that's been my goal for my whole life. But I did my visit there, and I didn't want to go there. I just thought it was a little too big for me. So then I started stressing. I was like, I had my whole life planned, and now I don't. So when I finally decided on BV, it was just a huge weight off my shoulders.
And so now for you, once that kind of goal is out of mind, what are some of the other goals now for soccer season, kind of going into the summer as well and then getting ready for college?
So the rest of our season, we have some good teams that we're playing, but I'm looking hopefully for, I mean, we want to win all of them, but I'm hoping to get quite a bit of wins off of those last few games in our season.
And with that, you know, for you as a goalie there, is that kind of the position you're getting ready to play in college?
Yes, it is.
And so when did you fall in love with that position as well?
Growing up, my sister is also a goalie, and she's just a big role model in my life. So watching her play goalie, I'm like, oh, I have to be like my sister, like put me in the goal box. And so just watching her, it really grew my passion for that position.
So I got to ask you, too, between you and your sister, which one's the better goalie?
Oh, you know, I did break her school records, but I don't know.
Do you think she would have a pretty good answer to that one?
Possibly.
But with that, you say kind of your sister's the role model there. So did she kind of shape your idea of what it means to be a soccer player and then what it means to go to the next level as well?
Yeah, so watching her grow up, she's a role model in just not just my soccer career, but in my life. And she just showed me what a good teammate is, how to, like, being goalie, you have to talk a lot. You have to have good communication. And so growing up, like, she's a great role model. I've learned so much from her position and how to communicate on the field and off the field.
Well, Danae, I tell you what, congratulations on signing at Buena Vista. We're excited to see kind of what the future holds for you.
Thank you.